Midweek Drive on Siren FM. Celebrate that Wednesday wonder with style!
Yes, well, as I said, could be just a little bit understated there, just a touch. Michelle Monroe is never knowingly understated. She's always spot on. She has that consummate professionalism that we've come to know and appreciate in every sense of the word. So, Michelle Monroe, we take it you're there in full force?
Always in full force, Alex. How are you?
Brilliant. All marvellous stuff. On a day in which, say, one of our co-presenters, can't name names, but basically she's she is feeding a hamster with a syringe. Yes. She'll say that again, feeding a hamster with a syringe.
And yeah, well, I did that this morning.
Oh!
Yeah, I got my chores out of the way.
Oh, well, yes. Well, you know, that's an interesting line to take it on the whole thing. And another one, who can also remain nameless, said, oh, can I come on the show today? So I said, yes. Doesn't turn up at all. You know, what can you say?
I must maybe try that. See what you do.
It's just astounding, really. But nevertheless...
So just the and me.
Well, exactly, but that's the best way. I mean, well, no, let's face it, there's always the listener, you know? Oh, we mustn't forget the listener.
Precisely, the
crucial part, because at the end of the day, much as we love shooting the breeze and discussing the delights of Matt's classic material and so on, and obviously referring to stuff on podcasts, ultimately we are doing this for a reason. It's called entertaining the citizens of Lincoln and the world.
I can't think of any better way than with Matt Monroe.
Precisely. Do you know, I mean, just chatting to Tallulah Rendell, one of our young singer-songwriters who's just released her second album and is currently working on her third album at present. She's just about to start on around the country tour, having toured in Australia and a stack of other bits and pieces. And when I actually said, you know, Matt Monroe, you know, Born Free and so on, she said, oh, I've just actually been asked to do some filmic music inspired by Born Free. Perhaps I should speak to him. I said, love, you're going to have to sort of but you know, I think we can put people in touch, and you know, who knows? You know, inspiration could strike. I view it as an educational thing I'm trying to do here, Michelle. You know that it's raising that profile just a wee bit higher.
Well, I rather wish he was here myself, and then I could talk to him.
Exactly. But I always get the feeling that he's channeling the whole line down, because I always get this sense that if we're not spot on at 5 to 6 on a Wednesday, you know, there's a case of, look, you need to be. It's a bit like sort of having one of those records which just fades away and doesn't have a definite finish.
Yeah, we won't say tonight, Alex, because my choice is, well, it dates back from my father's album, Matt Monroe Sings Hoagie Carmichael. Now, it was written by Hoagie with lyricist Mitchell Parrish in 1933, and this much-recorded song was first made popular by the Ray Noble Orchestra, featuring Al Bowley that same year, and is now considered a jazz standard. Now, the album was considered one of Dad's finest, and it is for that reason that I decided to release the whole of those sessions to CD, making it available to a much younger fan base who were not around in 1962. Remastered by our own engineer extraordinaire, Richard Moore, his expertise has ensured that the sessions are now available at their optimum, and it came to the market in February of this year as Words and Music. Tonight's recording proves, if proof were needed, that whilst my dad was a brilliant ballad singer, boy could he swing too. Hoagie Carmichael himself was actually moved to write to Daddy personally about the recording. Dear Matt, sitting here and listening to your rendition, it's a real achievement, most difficult, my little mother's favourite song of mine, Keep Up the Great Work. And here, especially for Siren 107.3 FM's Midweek Drive, is One Morning in May.
One morning in May, don't forget, dear, that one wonderful day when we met, dear. The world over was blue clover and hearts carefree and gay. One morning in May, oh, the rapture tonight. Remember, and dreams perish, we'll still cherish that one. One morning in May.
From London with love, it's Michelle Monroe with another Matt Monroe classic on the Midweek Drive for Siren 107.3 FM.
That was a very upbeat number, Michelle. That was really tip-top-tapping stuff there. Fantastic.
I must commend you on your queuing powers.
Well, it's
wonderful.
Always, I like to feel that if you can't have that timing secretive comedy in with the midweek drive, when can you have it in?
No, this is very true. No, I love it. And also, as I said, it was one of Hoagie's favourite of his own tracks. And I don't know, he has a style of singing. Most of those sessions from the Hoagie are just marvellous.
It's just quality throughout on that whole basis.
Well, I'll tell you something. If you listen to the original 1962 album and then you listen to the new release, Birds of Music, you can hear so much difference in quality with the music just through the advances in technology.
Yep.
Fantastic, really.
Well, indeed, Richard Moore provided us with a masterclass of the kind of stuff that he actually does, which is available to download from, indeed, the Midweek Drive's podcast site on southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. All the
it's
links are there.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Because I don't think, you know, people don't even sit back and think, well, oh, I wonder how they do it. It's not an easy process. It's very long, and you have to love what you do. It is really a labour of love.
And crucial stuff. Now, as we said to Tallulah Rendell, hopefully in the very near future we'll be launching a special Midweek Drive website, fingers crossed, although we have had a few challenges with computers today, which has resulted in us kind of wondering, where are these files going? What's happening? I gather it's all down to gremlins. However, we will be sending you a sneak peek, Michelle, so you can actually cast your ear over, and indeed I primarily, over how this actually looks, because clearly Matt is featured in full force together with some of the other more contemporary artists that we actually work with on the show. So
oh, that's wonderful.
Something I shall be forwarding on to you. It's all done by Natalie Smith. Now, you might well say, yeah, fine, that's what she's been doing rather than reading the book. I don't know, you know. I just don't know where she is these days.
No, well, when you think that the paperback's coming out in September, it would be nice to think she might have finished it by then.
I'd like to think that. I would genuinely would like to.
It's a challenge I lay down.
And I think, you know, there's no better way than to actually get, you know, that key thing addressed in its full force. Still to come
it
on.
It might be nice if one of our listeners writes or emails in with their review on the book.
Yeah, well, actually, there is that, because, of course, there is that interactivity, which, you know, frequently we say, where are people actually going? You can always contact us. In fact, a reminder, you can reach us at studio@sirenonline.co.uk. That's studio@sirenonline.co.uk. You can even use that thing called the telephone and leave a message on our answer system on 01522 837337. That's 01522 837337. Or alternatively, you can even text via 07797 800716. You know, Michelle, there's even a Facebook site you can actually join these days.
It's marvellous, and I defy one of the listeners to let us know they are actually listening and give us their thoughts.
Well, exactly. You know, I mean, of course, they might not be listening live. I know some people actually do, because some people actually set their school runs very much by the basis of listening live. But, you know, if they're not actually listening live, then maybe they can actually... Exactly.
They've got a week, haven't they?
Exactly. We could almost set up a prize for actually saying, choose your favourite Michelle Munro podcast of the year.
Now, I think that might be asking.
Do you think so?
Just... you can try it, Alex.
There we go. You know, 52 sort of things to choose from. Well,
Alex,
thereabouts.
You're not allowed to enter.
Well, we've had to work our way through that whole process. Michelle, it's been fantastic as ever. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
I have, Alex.
So I take it then, as we begin to head off to another fantasy author, Sarah Pinborough, followed by children's author, Jean Wilkinson, we can say those words with confidence. Michelle Munro will return
next Wednesday on Siren 107.3 FM.